You're listening to SBS News.
Located 30 kilometres southeast of Melbourne CBD, Lindell Green's primary school serves a diverse community. There are over 50 nationalities represented among the student body, and around 80% of students also speak a language other than English. Principal Victoria Golding has been in charge of the school for over a decade.
A lot of our children, whilst English is a second language, They still require a range of support and extension, because our children come with a variety of knowledge and skills, and we want to make sure that we really capture their learning requirements across the school.
Almost half of Lindell Green students come from financially disadvantaged backgrounds, and financially disadvantaged students tend to perform less well in literacy and numeracy than their peers. But the results at Lindell Green's don't fit that trend. The school's 2017 NAPLAN results are better than other similar schools and on par overall. Attendance at Lindell has averaged more than 90% over the last few years. Ms Golding says her school has a proactive approach to education.
So if there's a child that we look at and say, look, they're not quite where they need to be, what other intervention or targeted strategies can we put in place? So really, not letting any child fall behind is really our focus, and being on top of every child's learning needs.
Lindell Green's primary school is one of nine schools examined by researchers from the Centre for Independent Studies. They've published a report highlighting the common practices and policies in high-performing disadvantaged schools. Researcher Blaise Joseph surveyed principals and attended English and maths lessons. He says the schools he visited made sure children were learning in a supportive and productive environment.
Well, one thing we really noticed across all the schools was a very positive school culture in terms of behaviour and expectations. So student misbehaviour was quite rare. Teachers are obviously very professional in how they dealt with it. And there was a centralised school discipline policy.
In addition to establishing a positive culture, the report says these successful schools focused on direct and explicit instruction when teaching and comprehensive early reading programs. There was also an emphasis on using data from testing to measure the progress of students. Most of the schools surveyed had experienced principals in charge, with many of those in Victoria given increased autonomy. Mr Joseph says more needs to be done to retain senior leadership in disadvantaged schools.
So governments and school systems should really consider giving extra incentives and support for experienced principals to stay longer at disadvantaged schools. Because it's a really hard job being a principal in general, and it's especially difficult at these disadvantaged areas.
Dr. Glenn Savage is a senior lecturer in education policy at the University of Western Australia. He says the concept of incentives to attract and retain principals should also be expanded to teachers and support staff.
I think the importance of school leaders can't be understated, but at the same time, a school is much more than just the leader. And, you know, we need to also look at strategies to attract and retain the best teachers, other staff that work in schools, you know, which is easier said than done, particularly if you're looking at disadvantaged schools that are in rural or remote areas.
Report author Blaise Joseph says implementing these findings could give better outcomes for students than simply increasing government funding would.
So governments and school systems should really consider giving extra incentives and support for experienced principals to stay longer at disadvantaged schools. Because it's a really hard job being a principal in general, and it's especially difficult at these disadvantaged areas.
Dr. Savage says the issue of how much money is spent is worth discussing, but current funding agreements from state and federal governments are still not adequate.
We have a situation at the moment where we can't just forget the question about how much in favour of what they do with it, because schools are not getting their full share or their fair share under the Gonski agreement.
The second Gonski review of school funding was released in 2018 and is being implemented, but not all states have signed up to the new agreements.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.